Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. Is this Connie?
Yes.
How you doing, Connie? My name's Aaron. I just got your details from Bark.com for the graphic design services. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. It doesn't say much. It doesn't provide much of the details, and that's why I decided to give you a call and find out what exactly are you looking for in terms of design. Using for like some web digital art.
Yeah, I'm looking for someone to design a site for me using Google Drive. I want to be able to provide information on the site, and then maybe the client can click next and sign up for various fields.
Right. So are you just looking for the web design, like the mock-up design for the websites, or are you also looking for the development? Once you pick a design, you also would like to get it developed,
Develop.
development as well. Okay. And what's the business about, and what's the nature of the business, and is it going to be an informative website or an e-commerce website, where you where you're gonna sell products through the website?
Won't be an e-com. It won't be no money involved.
Okay, so it'll just be an informative website where you can put out your portfolio and information about the
Yes.
business. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. That is something that we can definitely help you out with. We have a domain where you can check us out on EliteWebsiteCreator.com. So the way our process works is initially we're going to come up, based on your ideas, we're going to note down exactly what you're looking for and what you have in mind, and based on that, we're going to come up with different mock-ups and design options. And once you pick a design, we'll share that design with you via Google Drive. And once you pick a design and you're satisfied with it, then we'll take that design into further development. We'll develop the front end and the back end, and the entire process is going to be taken on a demo server. So you'll actually be able to see how the whole thing looks like before we get it live. We're gonna run it by
Okay.
you. Yep, we're gonna run it
Yeah,
by
I
you.
like
Just
that.
make sure. Exactly. So you'll have like 100% say throughout the entire process. And the way we work is we don't really move forward with the next step until we get an approval on the previous step. So that's why we aim for like 100% client satisfaction. Now,
Okay.
in terms of the website, since you mentioned that it's going to be an informative website, do you also want like a content management system where you should be able to edit the content by yourself without having to have any professional assistance with that? Like, are you familiar with a WordPress content management system where you can just simply log in and edit the content from the back end all by yourself? Is that
Yeah,
something that
I've tried WordPress before. It wasn't in my favor, so I
Well, we can
probably
take
wouldn't
care of
need.
that.
Go ahead. On. Okay.
Well, in that case, we can take care of that for you. That's not a problem. And is there any deadline for this website design and development? Like, how soon are you looking to get it up and running?
I need it probably within the next, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, that's a tight deadline, but we can definitely work on that. If I assign the project to my team today, we can present you with something, the initial design mock-ups. We'll share something for you to look at within 24 to 48 hours. And once, let's say you pick a design, but you want to see some tweaks, you want to see some changes, you'll get to have unlimited redraws and revisions on that as well. So we can pin
Okay.
down exactly what you have in mind and what you have envisioned. Have you already reserved a domain for the website, or you haven't reserved any domain yet?
Haven't reserved anything, but so can you not do it on Google Drive or
We can share the designs on the Google Drive. We can certainly share the designs, but when it comes to development, the development can be on a Google Drive because Google Drive is where you, it's more like where you save the content, is where you can share the content, But when you talk about developing a website, it's usually done on a HTML coding, so that once we deploy the website, it actually comes up on a URL like www.abc.com.
Okay.
So the Google Drive.
We
have a couple of packages available based on your budget. We have a startup website package that's for $250, and then we have a professional website package that's for $650. Now the difference between go ahead.
So I have a website for my company. Can I not use that website?
Oh, if you already have a website, we can use that one. And the best part is, until we finish working on the new website, the old website is still going to be there. And once you approve everything and once we finish working on the new website, we can just replace it with the old one. We'll just deploy the old website on the new domain. And that way we'll just replace it without having to have any downtime or without having to have any, you won't have to put down your previous website in order to, get the initial process for the new website. So the entire process is going to be taken on a demo server, so you'll be able to see the beta version of the website. So we'll share the designs. Initially, we're going to share the website mockups with you, and once you approve that, then we'll move forward with the front end and the back end development, which is going to be taken on a demo server. So you'll actually be able to see how it all looks like before we get it live. And once you give us a go-ahead, once you green light that, then we'll get it live on your existing domain, the existing website that you have. Do you mind if I take a look at it real quick just to get an idea of what's it all about?
Okay, so if you look at, so my main website is not closed, but I password protected it. But I'm going to give you another website.
Sure.
Google photo by glaze.com.
Can you spell that for me?
Photos, photos, by by glaze.
V as in Victor, E as in Edward?
No, Glaze, like Glaze Donut. G-L-A-Z-E.
B as in four?
Zebra.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, Glaze Donut. G-L-A-Z-E.
Okay, let me see what comes up.
.com. But you should have said /mug.
Okay, and just to confirm it real quick, you said it's Glaive, as in G as in Gary, L as in Larry, A as in Anthony.
No. Photos by Glaive, G as in golf, L as in Lima, A as in apple, Z as in zebra. E as in egg.
Oh, got it. I got it now.
.com. And then put /mug.
Photos by glaze.com.
Then you can say /mug.
He said /momo.
This one's
also password protected, so probably need a password.
Okay. Okay, so hold on a second. Let me get to that list. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Sure. And if you don't mind me asking, why'd you decide to have a password protected? Because if it's a new client trying to access the website, if you're trying to get visitors and new clients onto the website, they wouldn't be able to get in, and they wouldn't be able to see like your contact details, except the email. They can only see the email, glazephotography1@gmail.com, but they'll need a password to see the portfolio or see the contact information, like if they want to try to reach out to you over the phone, or if they want to look at your, you know, past work, recent work, your photography portfolio, they shouldn't need a password for that. Wouldn't you agree? Hello?
Okay. The password is capital A.
Capital A?
Yes, Alabama. And capital A. And then
yep.
You have the number 1 exclamation mark.
Information?
Exclamation mark.
Okay. So it's capital A. The number 1 and explanation?
No. Oh, my God. Capital A, Alabama, the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, capital A. And then the number 1. And then exclamation mark.
Got it.
Instead of question mark, exclamation mark.
Yep, I got that. And I think I'm in. And I was just curious, why did you decide to have it password protected? Because if it's a new client, if they're trying to get onto the website to see your past work, your portfolio, photography portfolio, or if they're trying to contact you, let's say if they want to reach out to you.
I'm going to take it out.
Exactly. So if you're trying to get new visitors and traffic, it's just a suggestion, you know, that they wouldn't. It wouldn't make sense for them to need a password, because if you're, like, then advertising your website, you would also need to put out your password out there so people can actually access it. But why have it in the first place, you know?
Say it again?
You know, I was just saying that why have that in the first place?
I don't want to discuss that, not right now. But are you into the site?
Yep, I am. I am in. And it's just it's very limited website, but I do get an idea what you have in mind. It's by Connie D. Glaze. I think that's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the one that you want to use, the domain that you have, Photo by Glaze. So is this the domain that you want to use for the new website as well, or is it like a different domain?
This will be a temporary one until the one I use will come up.
Okay, got it. And you have the access for the old domain, right? Like an ID, the ID and a password for us to use the old domain.
Yes. It's
Perfect.
My website. So, yes, I do.
Perfect. So, I got the idea what you are looking for. We have a couple of packages listed on our website. Now, based on your budget, we can go for either one. First one is the startup package. That's for $245. And the another one is the professional website. That's for $650. The difference between them is the content management system and a mobile responsive feature. So, and of course, search engine submission, so that it starts coming up on Google searches, not just Google, but Yahoo and Bing and across all the search engines. So, the startup package that we have, it's for $250, and the professional package that we have is for $650. Now, depending on what budget you are on, we can go for either one of them. So the first one, it's $245. That's the startup package. The second one is the professional package. That's for $645 to be exact. And the difference is the content management system and mobile responsive. So, what kind of budget are you working on? If the professional package.
I'm just trying to line up some things now, so I'm not looking at it yet, but these are some things that I'm looking into.
So you're looking for like the cheapest option for now?
Not necessarily the cheapest one.
Right, right. So we're actually running a discount, so I can get you the professional website package. Instead of $650, I can offer you a $200 discount and get it down to $450 for you, because I really think the professional package would be the best one for your needs right now, because it comes with the mobile responsive feature. It comes with a content management system. You get Google submissions, search engine submissions on the professional package. So once we deploy the website, once we finalize the website, we will submit it. Are you there?
Hey, I just got on the bus.
Are you on our website, a lead website creator?
Can you send me a link?
For sure. And is this your email here, cdgrace4@yahoo.com? Is the one you're using right now?
Yes.
Let me text it to you and also email it to you, the direct link.
Okay.
Just bear with me for a moment. Are you, like, close to a computer right now by any chance?
I am not. I'm on the bus. It's just not bad, though.
Okay, just give me 1 second. But you can pull it up on your phone, right?